Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. In this episode, we're going to go over a ton of questions that I got on my latest YouTube video. So let's get right into it. First question, wait, are you Canadian? No, I am not Canadian. For those of you that don't know, I grew up on Long Island. I went to college in North Carolina. Now I bounce more or less between Long Island and South Florida. Next question. Do you have to talk in your live? I would strongly suggest that you talk in your live. The reason that you want to go live is to be able to connect with people. I really don't know how you would connect with people if you don't talk on live. That being said, if you have like a disability or something and you can't talk on live, I'm sure you could come up with several creative ways. You could write on a board, you could type on a computer and have Google spit things out. But yeah, I would strongly suggest that you talk on live because that's going to be how you actually build a relationship with your fans, which is honestly really the only reason that you should go live, to transfer followers to Instagram or to YouTube, or just to be able to build a relationship with people. Next question. I typically do 8 to 12 hashtags. Is that better or worse than 3 to 12? That is way worse than 3 to 12. Yeah, you have more hashtags on your video. It's a higher chance of ranking for a hashtag, but odds are people are just going to scroll right past your thing because that looks like shit. That is not aesthetically pleasing at all. Next question. How do you figure out what your niche is? So honestly, you choose what your niche is. Nobody tells you what it is. TikTok doesn't tell you what it is. You choose what it is, and then you make content around that. That being said, you might be really good at dancing, or you might be really good at posting about books. You might be really good about posting about tea. Just some things that I have in front of me right now, which is why I randomly just rattled them off. Or maybe you like to post about shoes. That being said, you might be better at posting about different things and you might get more views when you make content like that, but it doesn't matter. Each post on TikTok is all judged individually. So you choose what your niche is. I would have it be something that you're passionate about. So even if you are seeing a decrease in views, you don't get distraught about that. And you say, hey, I really want to post about shoes. I want to make a living on TikTok about posting about shoes. So I'm not going to be sad when it doesn't work. I'm not going to get bitter. I'm just going to get better. Next question. What if I want to make art and animation TikToks? Will these tips still work for me in that niche? Absolutely. Every single tip that I have in all my videos will work for you in your niche. The one thing that you're going to get caught up on, and I know this because I work with a ton of art and animation creators in my mentorship program, in my Kickstarter program, is you're going to tell me, Rob, I can only post once a day. That is wrong. You might be able to create one piece of art or animation a day. Correct. But you could talk about your utensils, the programs that you use, the process for how you go throughout all these things. You could do so much more than just make a post about your art or your animation. Show the process. Show the thought process. Show what goes into creating it. Show how you got to the point that you're at right now. Show some of your old stuff and how much it sucked. Make yourself look human. Next question. Hey, Rob, I have two accounts at @itsag_YouTube and @AG_creates. And I want to shout out the @AG_creates one on my @itsag_YouTube account, but I don't know if it could get you shadow banned for that. Any advice? I would strongly suggest that you do not do that. You could probably do it. The smartest way to be able to do it would be in a green screen post. But other than that, I would not like duet that account or interact with that account. I would use a green screen to be able to do that. Next question. Do you get all your views in one hour or for two videos, or they spread across several days? It takes several days for your videos to reach a full amount of views. In some cases, it can last over a month. So no, it doesn't happen in the first hour. You will get a good amount of views in the first hour, but the majority of your views are going to come after that. If you see this, TikTok says I'm too young and I'm almost 14. How can I fix that? All you can do is appeal it. That is the only thing that you do, or create a new TikTok and try not to show your face in it. You'll probably get a lot more views if you don't show your face if you're 14 years old. Next question. Does your TikTok name matter? @WavyAW. So, I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter. If your username is like user 42069. Yeah, honestly, that might be good for like a comedy account, but something totally different, like a totally random username, it's not going to be helpful. I would use your username to help assist with your branding across all social media. I would try to keep everything incredibly consistent. In fact, I've never said this before, but one thing that I did when TikTok first started coming out, when it first got transferred from Musical.ly to TikTok, I actually created a ton of famous people. I took their handles from other social media platforms and I've been selling it back to them slowly but surely. So that's just something interesting that you could do. Next question. I have an excuse. I make art that takes me hours every day. So how can I post 5 to 6 times a day? Well, you don't have an excuse because I answered this question earlier in the podcast. So you already know the answer to your question. The answer is simple. You need to think outside of the box. If you're an artist, I expect more creativity out of these artists on TikTok, guys. Honestly, I'm kind of disappointed. I would consider myself way more of a business person than a creative person, but I'm definitely starting to become a lot more creative. And shit, I mean, you guys should have the answer to this stuff. Next question. Hey, Rob, I love your content. I've been on TikTok for about 12 days and I love it. Trying so hard to grow and learn. I'm considering your mentor program. I'm struggling with getting on the For You page based on my analytics. Do you have any recommendations for somebody just starting out in the dance niche? Thank you. Great question. If you're in the dance niche, no offense, I'm going to guess you're probably not as good at dancing as Chris Brown or Charli D'Amelio. So what you need to do, you need to make the content way more interesting. Dance underwater in a pool. Dance in the rain. Dance in really weird situations. Dance in a closet. You need to add things to your dance content that are going to make people want to watch the whole video because, again, you might be an amazing dancer, but odds are I'm going to guess that you're not the greatest dancer ever. So you need to add more things in your video. You need to add a hook. You need to incentivize engagement. Don't worry, though. I've worked with so many dance creators. I would strongly suggest you sign up for the mentorship program. I would suggest anybody that wants to grow more sign up for the mentorship program. The accelerator program and my recommendations are great too, but the mentorship program is the best bang for your buck. That being said, I've worked with several people in your exact shoes. I would strongly suggest that you sign up. Next question. How do we even know the TikTok algorithm? If it keeps changing and not updating any messages or notifications that the algorithm has changed, I make a video every single time the algorithm updates. It's typically every 2 to 4 weeks. So I would make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Robert Benjamin on YouTube. That'll keep you up to date. In addition to that, TikTok is going to start releasing way more information around how the algorithm works. They release information about it all the time. And since I get this question so often, how do I know so much about the algorithm? Because I help thousands of people in my mentorship program and my accelerator program. I do TikTok all day, every day, like 12 to 16 hours a day. I have a ton of friends that work at TikTok. For those of you that don't know, I work for Gary Vee at VaynerMedia. Before I started and did my own thing, before I became a quote unquote influencer. So I have a ton of friends that went and worked at TikTok once it started popping off. The goal kind of when you work for an agency is to eventually either end up at a platform or to go to a private company because honestly, you make way more money than working at an agency. That being said, I have a ton of friends that work at TikTok. I have a ton of friends that are really big TikTok creators and I look at thousands of posts every single day. Final question, but before I get to this, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you have not already rated the podcast 5 stars, please make sure you do so. Question, can you get shadow banned for using specific hashtags or repeating hashtags? No, you cannot. You cannot get shadow banned for using certain hashtags. That is total baloney. I don't know who's telling you guys this. It's total bullshit. It is not true at all. You get shadow banned for posting content that is one, not what TikTok wants, and you do it enough, and TikTok's just going to say, hey, this creator sucks. Let's not push this stuff out. Or for posting pornography or breaking the rules too much or posting something totally crazy. Those are the only things that are going to get you shadow banned. A lot of people think that they're shadow banned when in reality, their content just sucks. Trust me, if you're worried about the hashtags and you think that's why you're shadow banned, odds are it's that your content is not good enough. I'm sorry, not sorry, but somebody had to tell you your content likely just isn't good enough. And that is why you're not getting on the For You page.